talk about your Julie and your Peggy Sue. You can keep your Miss Molly and your Mary Lou. When it comes to the chicken or the doing up, I got a girl they call the Queen of the Hopper. Well, I love my queen. Do you know who I mean? Sweet little 16. Yes, that's my queen. Well, she wears short shorts and a rock and roll shoes. You ought to see her dance to the Yellow Dog Blues. She's my sugar time baby, I'm a lollipop. And everybody knows I love my Queen of the Harper. Well, I love my queen. Do you know who I mean? Sweet little 16. Yes, that's my queen. Oh, well, she tunes in the bandstand every day to watch the kids that dance across the USA. She don't care about a thing except in rock and roll. My baby drives me crazy.
Bobby Darin, Queen of the Hop, 1958, went to number 9 on the pop charts, number 6 on the R&B charts. Fellow that died way too young, died at age 37, left us with some great, great music. You know, he was he did some good fun rock and roll, that type of stuff there, fun rock and Splish Splash and a few other things. But I really think he kind of wanted to be like a Sinatra or someone. He could sing those nice little crooning songs, too, but Bobby Darin, a real good singer. Hey, welcome into the BRC Radio Show, brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors out of Birmingham, Alabama. And we've got coming up the, we're going to do Curtis Lee and then the Supremes. We haven't done the Supremes in a while, I don't believe. But to get us started, we're going to do a little song called Voodoo Man by the Dale Vipers.
There's that man again.
Who is he?
He's asking.
Who are you? I'm the voodoo man.
Who are you?
I'm the voodoo man.
Who are you?
I'm the voodoo man. I'm gonna cast a spell on you. Well, who am I?
The voodoo man.
Well, who am I?
The voodoo man.
Who am I?
The voodoo man. Don't cast a spell on me.
I'm gonna take a piece of clay and turn it to hell of you. Kiss your pretty lips, then you'll know what I'm gonna do. Oh, who am I?
The voodoo man.
Oh, who am I?
The voodoo man.
Yes, who am I?
The voodoo man, don't cast a spell on me.
Of clay, I'm gonna go ahead of you. I'm gonna kiss your pretty lip, then you'll know what I'm gonna do. I'm the voodoo man. I'm the voodoo man. I'm the voodoo man. Gonna cast a spell on you. Yes, a voodoo man.
Pretty little angel eyes, pretty little angel eyes, pretty little angel, pretty little angel, pretty little, pretty little, pretty little angel. Pretty, pretty little angel eyes,
angel eyes,
angel eyes.
Where Did Our Love Go? The Supremes came out in 1964, went up to number one for them on both the R&B and the pop charts. In fact, I believe they had their first five releases, starting with this one, all went to number one, five in a row. So now they did have some hits before these, but then once they got going with this sound, it took off. That was their first of 12 number one hits they had overall on the pop charts, and the first of 8 R&B number one hits. So, a song that on the Rolling Stone 500 greatest songs of all time, or I think it's listed as most important songs, but anyway, they listed as number 475. Curtis Lee before that, Pretty Little Angel Eyes, 1961, went up to number 7, guy that came out of Yuma, Arizona. And that's his second charted song. He had one that barely charted at all. It didn't even make the top 100. It went up to number 110, called Pledge of Love. But this was his one he's really known for, and his best song as far as the charts go, his second charted song. Backing him on that song was a group called The Halos. I played a song by them a couple months back, I guess, called Nag. You might remember that, so The Halos. But anyway, let's see. Voodoo Man got us started. The Dell Vikings, 1958, song that didn't chart. Real nice sound. Got some airplay, I'm sure, in lots of places, but just didn't make it nationally. Song came out on the Mercury label. Okay, let's keep going. We've got Bill and the Essentials, Jerry Woodard, local guy here from Birmingham, and the 4Js. So let's go right now. We've got Bill and the Essentials with Maybe You'll Be There.
Maybe you'll be there, mom. Stop and stare. I know it's not the proper thing to do, but maybe you'll be there. I go out walking after midnight, all on a lonely thoroughfare. It's not the time or place to look. But maybe you'll be there.
Song called Here Am I, Broken Hearted, 1964. Didn't chart. Real nice sound, though, by then, but there's things were changing there. You know, we had the Beatles come out in the 64, and I guess the Four Tops were out there singing and swinging around, and Four J's. Now, this was a hit in the city of Philadelphia, which is probably where they were from, and got a lot of airplay there and probably a lot of requests, but just didn't do it nationally. Here Am I, Broken Hearted, the Four J's. Boat of Love before that. Jerry Woodard, local guy here from Birmingham, 1963. Didn't chart. It's on the Argo label, a well-known label. But he never really had a charted song nationally, but got a lot of airplay locally and in the Southeast and did all kind of shows all around. Billy and the Essentials before that. Maybe You'll Be There, 1963. Group out of Philadelphia. Didn't make the top 100, but it did make it to number 117. So that's maybe one you haven't heard. It charted somewhere, probably in Philly, like the 4J song did, but didn't do it nationally. Okay, we got the Velvets going to get us started. Sammy Turner with a real nice sound by him and Jimmy Clanton. So let's go right now. We have the Velvets and a song called Lana.
Oh, beautiful Lana, I told her my mama and my dad what I had. You are the sweetest and the neatest little girl in the world. Oh, beautiful Lana, Don't you know that I wanna hug and kiss you and let you know that I miss you while we're apart. Oh, my heart, all it can say is L-A-N-A-L-A-N-A-L-A-N-A.
When she holds my hand, ooh, and then I understand, ooh, her eyes afire.
Another Sleepless Night, 1960, number 22 on the pop charts. A song that was written by Neo Sedaka. So Neil out there, Jimmy had just had a song, a hit song called Go Jimmy Go, and then Neil wrote this, and it was a follow-up hit for him. So anyway, nice little bit of information there. Didn't even know if anybody knew that Neil wrote that song. Clanton had a brother called Ike Clanton, and he did some singing too, and he had a couple hits too. I'll play one of his one of these days. Paradise was before that by Sammy Turner. Real nice sound by him. 1960. Made it to number 43 on the pop charts, number 13 on the R&B charts. Born in New Jersey. Guy was named Samuel Black when he was born. He served during the Korean War as a paratrooper. Then came home and got into singing and songwriting. Of course, he had a big, big hit called Lavender Blue. But this is a real nice sound, too. You don't hear this one very often, but it's well worth playing. And the Velvets before that, Lana, 1961. It did not chart, but if you flip it over, you got a song that went up to number 90, and a real good song by them called Laugh. And I like playing it a lot. It's a good song. And a group that came out of Odessa, Texas. A little doo-wop sound out of Texas there. Okay, let's keep going. We've got a local guy coming up next, Roscoe Robinson, and then the Coasters, and then Lefty Frizzell with a little bit of country sound for us. So let's go right now with Roscoe Robinson, and That's Enough.
I heard our robin sing, sing. Oh. But they all agreed that the slayer who ran looked a lot like me. The judge said, son, what is your alibi? If you were somewhere else, then you won't have to die. I spoke not a word, though it made my life, for I had been in the arms of my best friend's wife. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me. The scaffold's high and eternity near. She stood in the crowd and shed not a tear. But sometimes at night, when the cold wind moans in a long black veil, she cries over my bones. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me. Nobody knows but me.
Lefty Frizzell, Long Black Veil, 1959. It didn't chart nationally on the pop charts, but it went all the way up to number 6 on the country western charts. And a lot of people have covered that song. And Lefty was a highly thought of country singer at the time. He did a lot of good stuff, and very, very popular. And left us some real nice songs. Now, that particular song was written by, or co-written by, a lady by the name of Mary John Wilkins. If it doesn't sound familiar, let me tell you a little bit about her real quick. She has a son named John Bucky Wilkins, who was Ronnie and Ronnie the Daytonas. And she was known as the den mother of Music Row up in Nashville. And just a couple of songs that she wrote that you may know about. She wrote the song Waterloo, which was a big hit in the country's networks. Cut Across Shorty. And then she also wrote a gospel song, One Day at a Time. So she did a lot of writing, and den mother of Music Row, Mary John Wilkins. Zing Went the Strings of My Heart by the Coasters, 1958. It didn't chart. And I think it didn't chart because the flip side, which went all the way to number one, Yakety Yak, I think people love that song and had a good time with that one. They just forgot to flip it over because Zing with String of My Heart is a real good song. And I wish it got a little more airplay nationally. I think it would have done something. But I think people got hung up on Yakety Yak so much they didn't flip it over. Roscoe Robinson, That's Enough, 1966, went up to number 62 on the pop charts, number 7 on the R&B charts. Guy that was born in Arkansas and moved to Indiana and then wound up here in Birmingham, lived here for a long, long time. And he's a member of our Birmingham Record Collectors Hall of Fame, in fact. We got to meet Roscoe many years ago, and he's become a friend of the club, and we enjoy getting with old Roscoe sometimes. Okay, we've got Titus Turner going to get us started, and then we have our double play of the day with a little doo-wop sound today by a group called the Debonairs. Play a couple that they had but didn't chart, so maybe new stuff for you. So, but anyway, here we go right now, Titus Turner and A Knockin' at My Baby's Door.
I'm a knockin' at my baby's door, a knockin' at my baby's door. I can't believe she don't want me no more, so I'm a-knockin' at my baby's door. I've been around the world, but I came back. If that ain't love, I'll eat my hat. There's just one reason I'm still home. I love her deep down in my bones, so I'm a-knockin' at my baby's door. A-knockin' at my baby's door. I can't believe she don't want me no more, so I'm a knocking at my baby's door. I need your love to ease my soul. I feel it twinkling in my toes. I'm at the bridge to pay my toll, so I'm still left out here in the cold. I'm knocking at my baby's door. Well, knocking at my baby's door. I can't believe she don't want me no more, so I'm knocking at my baby's door.
Thank you. dum de doo be doo be dum.
Debonairs, and you know, not being that familiar with that group, just coming across songs on the internet or somebody sharing them with me, I have to hope that I did play two by the same group, because there's a lot of groups out there called the Debonairs, but these are listed as being the same group, so I'll say they are until one of my doo-wop mentors gets a hold of me and says you were wrong there. So hopefully I'm right, but anyway, that was a song called We'll Wait. Came out in 1960. It didn't chart, and it was on the G label. And before that, one real good song here, Darling, 1957. Didn't chart, and it was on the Harold label. Harold had a lot of good doo-wop and good sounds coming out on there. Of course, G did too. Anyway, that's the Debonairs, and I hope you enjoyed a little doo-wop double play today. And to get us started, Titus Turner, A Knocking at My Baby's Door. Song that didn't chart, came out in 1957 on the Atlantic label. And you flip it over and you get a song called Hungry Man, which I believe I played 3 or 4 weeks ago. But seemed like I did. But anyway, Good Sam, both of them are good songs by him. And he just didn't get one. I think he had one or two songs that charted. But that was about it. But real nice sound. And this Knocking at My Baby Door was a real popular song here for collectors. I've seen a lot of people looking for that one over the years at record shows. So. Guy that came out of Atlanta, Georgia, Titus Turner. All right, Ray Charles is going to get us started, then Rubber Band, and then the Jarmels. So let's go right now, Ray Charles, and a song called Ain't That Love.
Now, baby, when you sigh, I want to sigh with you. When you cry, I want to cry some too. Now, ain't that love? When your friends turn their back on you, I'll be here just to see you. Now ain't that love?
Ain't that love?
Ain't that love? Ain't that love, baby, that I feel in my heart for you? Now
when you walk,
love live forever. Ashamed if you should ever forget, 'cause just once I felt the touch of an angel's hand in mine. And darling, our love has just begun.
As though it's been so long, so long. But baby, our love has just begun.
Jarmel's One by One, 1962, didn't chart, but a good sound by them. In fact, I've heard a lot of Jarmel records, and I don't know if they've ever did anything bad that I've ever heard, and a real good sound by them, One by One, good lead singer, and just good harmony behind him. Got a group that came out of Richmond, Virginia, but they were named after a street in Harlem, and that particular song there was on the Laurie label. But a good sound by the Jarmels. Let Love Come Between Us, the Rubber Band, 1966, a local group in the Alabama, from Alabama. Didn't chart, but it was a hit for James and Bobby Purify a year later, 1967. Went up to number 23 on the pop charts, number 18 on the R&B charts. So I'm sure the guys from the band that wrote that were very pleased that the Purify brothers got a hold of it and made a hit out of it. But it was popular here. It was played here in the Birmingham area. And we liked it a lot around here. Ray Charles before that, Ain't That Love, 1957. Didn't chart on the pop charts, but it went up to number 9 on the R&B charts. So lots of hits for him, of course, over the years. All right, it's almost time to go. Let's play three more, then we got to go. Let's play the Cordettes, a little Brook Benton. Got to have some Brook Benton sometimes. And then Don Gibson, another little country sound for us today. So let's do the Cordettes and one of their big, big hits, Mr. Sandman.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Make him the cutest that I've ever seen. Give him two lips like roses and clover. Then tell him that his lonesome nights are over. Sandman, I'm so alone. Don't have nobody to call my own. Please turn on your magic beam. Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Make him the cutest that I've ever seen. Give him the word that I'm not a rogue. Tell him that his lonesome nights
bum 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 bum
bum
bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum. Before we're too old, so please turn on your magic beam, Mr. Sandman. Bring us, please, 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 Mr. Sandman. Bring us a dream.
She told me she loved me. She told me a lot. She said I'd be happy. She made me cry. I'm hurting, hurting, hurting inside. She called me a baby in front of the guys. She was just flirting. I wasn't wise. I'm hurting, hurting, hurting inside. Tell me, what's wrong with me? Why should I live in misery? Someday she'll be sorry. Just wait and see. Someone's gonna hurt her like she hurt me. She'll be hurt, hurt inside. Just like she hurting, she's gonna be hurting inside. Hurting, hurting.
And then those funny, familiar, forgotten feelings started walking all over my mind. Last night, quietly, she walked through my mind as I lay searching for sleep. Her soft hand reached out. She whispered my name as she brushed a tear from my cheek. And then those funny, familiar, forgotten feelings started walking all over my mind. Well, now I must teardrops may fall before those funny, familiar, forgotten feelings stop walking all over.
great country singer and songwriter, Don Gibson. Funny, Familiar, Forgotten Feelings, 1966. Didn't chart in pop charts, but number 8 on the country western charts. Guy that was known as the Sad Poet because he wrote a lot of those tearjerker songs. Came out of Shelby, North Carolina. Poor, poor family, and he dropped out of school in the 2nd grade. So, and then had to help the family work. So, made a great, great living in the singing business. Wrote Sweet Dreams, wrote I Can't Stop Loving You, just on and on and on. Member of the Country Music Hall of Fame. One of my favorite singers in the country era, Don Gibson. Brooke Benton, speaking of favorite singers, wow. Hurtin' Inside, 1959, number 78 on the pop charts, number 23 on the R&B. It's the flip of a number 3 song that made the pop charts, and number 1 on the R&B, It's Just a Matter of Time. So again, It's Just a Matter of Time. It was just such a great, great song, and his voice was so great, and a lot of people just didn't flip it over much, but you did get this good sound here, Hurtin' Inside, which was done by a lot of people over the years. And there's a duet group that did it called Barbara and Brenda, and I believe it's on the Heidi label. And they did a real good sound version of it. It didn't chart. Maybe got airplay somewhere, but it was a real popular song around here for record collectors. And Barbara and Brenda. But anyway, Brooke Benton, Hurtin' Inside. And the Cordettes before that, Mr. Sandman, 1954. Their first pop hit, and it was number 1 on the pop charts. So it's also a song that's in the Grammy Hall of Fame. Okay, we got to go. And hope you enjoyed the show today. Don't know if you ever heard Honky Tonk Part 1 and 2 done with a harmonica, but that's what Jerry Boogie McCain, a guy from Gadsden, Alabama, is going to play for us today as we get out of here. And a song that he did in 1966, didn't chart, but it was on the Jewel label, J-E-W-E-L, and a good sound by him, Honky Tonk Part 1 and 2, Jerry Boogie McCain. Thanks for joining us, and I hope you catch us next time on BRC Radio.